Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the spectacular Evan Witalison out in the great state of Wisconsin. What's going on today, buddy?
Not much. Another great day here in Wisconsin. It's looking like the Badgers might, it was looking like the Badgers might be bouncing back against Iowa, but you know, Iowa's now making it a tight ball game once again, and it'd be interesting to see if the Badgers can hold Iowa off. You know, Badgers just not playing good basketball right now whatsoever. We talked about that a little bit earlier in the week, and it's looking like the Badgers just don't want to be playing basketball in March. And at the end of the day, it might end up being that Wisconsin gets left home in March. And I know that might be a little too panicky for some, but like I said, the way Wisconsin's playing, they really deserve to even play in March. But that'll be a topic, next week. We can start talking about March Madness and everything. But today we got another very bad basketball team to talk about, and that bad basketball team, another team from the state of Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Bucks. They lost again last night against the Denver Nuggets after giving Cleveland everything they could handle for most of the game on Monday. Yesterday, they laid a complete egg at home against Denver. So we're going to talk about that, talk a little bit about something that Jason Kidd said after the game, and then talk some Cleveland Cavaliers and some Golden State Warriors. So it should be a fun show, Troy. How are things out in West PA?
Snowy. The flurries are falling. The little snowflakes are coming down. But that's the way the world works. Well, yeah, you're right. We got a good show tonight. Talking some basketball. You know, excited about it. To be able to talk a little bit about the NBA. We're getting to that point in the season, Evan, both NBA and NHL, where right around the corner, we're going to start having – you know, more conversations about playoff runs and look at different pairings for the postseason. However, when you look at the teams that we cheer for, the Milwaukee Bucks, not so much so. It's a team that, again, expectations on my end and even on your end, maybe a little bit more. And so, you know, I'm interesting to talk about Jason Kidd tonight. I know you and I were a little bit skeptical when he was hired, whether or not he was the right choice to lead the Bucks. And then he had a great first year. And since then, you know, it makes me wonder where in what direction are the Milwaukee Bucks going? Are they really getting better? Is this rebuild moving along where it should? But I'm going to turn it back over to you because it'll be interesting tonight to talk a little bit about the Milwaukee Bucks and the NBA.
Yeah, well, Milwaukee Bucks playing a game last Denver, and ugly game. No other way to put it. The Bucks just got dominated. They went into the locker room down 63-37 at halftime, and they did make an effort in the second half to come back, but at that point, it was too little, too late. And here's what Jason Kidd had to say, a little bit what he had to say following the Bucks' loss. You know, the audio sound is courtesy of 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. And I want to get your thoughts on this, Troy. I want to get your thoughts on this Jason Kidd soundbite here.
In our locker room right now, we don't understand the urgency. We're young. With what we're fighting for, and that's a playoff spot. So this is growing pains. This is something that we have to go through the process of understanding. We don't have that many games left, and our energy and effort has to be high. Anytime whoever starts or whoever plays, we have to compete, and we did that in the second half. In our locker room right now, we don't understand the urgency. We're young with what we're fighting for, and that's a playoff spot. So this is growing pains. This is something that we have to go through the process of understanding. We don't have that many games left, and our energy and effort has to be high. Anytime, whoever.
So we don't understand the urgency. We're a young team. Our energy level is not where it needs to be. We're a young team. We're a young team. We're a young team. That is pretty much all they have to say. We are a young team. Jason Kidd's been saying that all year. But here's the thing. Age-wise, yes, they're still relatively young. But from a basketball standpoint, they're not that young of a team anymore. They have a lot of minutes of basketball under their belt. And it's always the same excuses each and every day, each and every game, each and every loss. They're a young team. They don't understand the urgency. They came out without any energy, yada, yada, yada. Jason Kidd, he needs to go. Like, I'm sorry. He needs to go because I put these efforts on him. It's his job to get the team to understand the urgency of what is at hand. That is his job. That is his job, and they're not doing it. And he keeps using the same excuse. They're a young team. We lack energy. We lack energy. We're a young team. At the end of the day, it's his job to mold that young team. And, Troy, it's not like they don't have any veterans on this team. Like, how do you go from beating Phoenix on the 26th giving Cleveland all they could handle, and basically it's because you didn't have enough horses to knock off Cleveland, to go out and be outscored 32-15 in the first quarter? Like, how is that even acceptable? It is a home game. How is that acceptable? You know, are you about as PO'd as Jason Kidd and his same excuses each and every loss? Like I.
Yep. And it goes back to when he first got hired. And my one concern was, can Jason Kidd develop a team? He had the success when he had some veterans. And that was my big question mark with Jason Kidd. Can he take young kids and develop them? Because that's what Milwaukee needed. That's what Milwaukee needed to rebuild. And they had that great first year. And that's where I went in my little intro, is expectations were high. I even tilted the needle a little bit and said, oh, good job, Jason Kidd, and let's see how you can keep moving forward. Maybe I was wrong. Antetokounmpo is having a good year, but you're going to develop a team. And when you're a coach and you're saying that they lack energy, I was a coach, and if I had to look in the mirror and say my team is lacking energy when they come out to start a game, that is my problem. As a coach, why is my team not ready to play a game? That is all preparation. That is all motivation. That is all on the coach in my mind. Yeah, I might be a little harsh there, but, you know, people say, well, players got to go out and play. Yes, they do, and they will if they want to play for you. Now, I'm not saying they don't want to play for Jason Kidd. But when you as a coach say they lack energy, well, then make them have energy. That you're the coach. If you realize that that's the problem, you need to find out why. That's not even a basketball problem, Evan. That's a mind problem. If you have to get pumped up to play a game, then I'm looking at it from this standpoint. One is they don't care. Two, they've given up on Jason Kidd. Or three, you've got to make some major changes because people don't want to be in the system. And at the end of the day, you have to look at, is there a leader in that locker room? Is there somebody on this team that is that get ready to play guy where he's the guy getting everyone ready to play as a player? Doesn't seem like there's one of those right now in the locker room. And so this brings up a lot of questions, Evan, when you play this sound bit. And I love it. Fighting for a playoff berth. Come on now. Really, you need to not make the playoffs and be in the lottery. because if you get into the eighth seed, have fun going to Cleveland and getting your faces wiped in the floor. I mean, I don't even want them to make the playoffs right now, Evan, because it's the way the team is playing, who the matchup would be. I'm not even excited about following a Buck playoff run. They're only two games out, I believe, when I looked last. But the only way I'd be excited is if they could get up to a six seed so they wouldn't have to play Boston in the first round or Cleveland. But that's not happening. So my big thing is, and I want to turn it back over to you, when he says lack of energy, I'm putting that all on the coach and the lack of leadership in the locker room. So what are your thoughts? Is there a leader on this team that, you know, that motivational leader or that team leader that's going to say, look, we need to play better as players? And then what, as far as Jason Kidd goes, what does he do if he doesn't have one of those leaders? You've got to find one, and I don't think he has one.
They have guys on the team that should be leaders. They got some veterans on this team. You know, they got Jason Terry, for example. He's basically supposed to be a player cult, but I don't know. I wish I had an answer for what's going on in Milwaukee, who the leader is, and yada, yada, yada. I wish I had an answer to that. But at the end of the day, I don't. And that's why I think it needs to be a new coach. I don't think Kidd is doing much with this team anymore. And then you look at his his lineup adjustments, his changes, his rotations, his in-game adjustments. Just not there. At the end of the day, they're just not there. And you watch him on the sidelines, you know, you don't see Tim really diagramming up too many plays. You don't see that from him. So we do have a caller on the line. I'm going to let the caller in because it looks like a familiar number. So thank you for calling Red Light Sports Ramble. Who do we have on the line today?
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who do we got on the line?
Hey, what's up, Evan? What's up, Troy? It's Lamont, Home Court Sports.
Lamont, holy cow, buddy! How have you been?
Hey, man, I've been all right, man. You gotta forgive me. I'm at the gym walking right now. I always listen to you guys, man. Keep up the good work, but
Thank you.
I'm so frustrated. I felt I had to call in and express myself with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Take it away, buddy. Give us your thoughts because I know you got some good insight.
I mean, you guys are talking, man, and I mean, you all pretty much hit it right in the head. I mean, it's just so much. I guess, you know, looking at yesterday's game, and I put a huge post on Facebook the other day, and I was just talking about the coaching staff, and, you know, they went to Brooklyn. They, in my opinion, Kevin Garnett, Joe Johnson, Paul Pierce, those guys are the one that took them to the playoffs. It wasn't Jason Kidd. And my biggest issue is, okay, you have Sean Sweeney, right? He's the – they call him the defensive guy. Okay, so I started getting upset. I was watching the Phoenix game on Sunday. It was a close game, and it was about a minute left. The Bucks are in a timeout. Sean Sweeney's in the middle of the timeout. He's drawing up a play. Jason Kidd is just watching. Sean Sweeney, 32 years old, you'd have to go look at his resume. He doesn't have a strong enough resume to handle that position, number one. Number two, I don't understand. If you're not getting any results, defensive efficiency, the Brooklyn Nets were 19 when they were there. They came to Milwaukee. They did good. And that was just chemistry. It looked as if some good chemistry. Defensive efficiency was 2. The following season was 22. Then we went to 23. Now we're at like 24. So the results aren't there. Everybody says Jason Kidd isn't over the defense. Well, guess what? He hired his coaching staff. So you have to make a change. And then, you know, last night he started Rashad Vaughn. Rashad Vaughn played 5 minutes total. He started Thon Maker. Thon Maker played 7 minutes total. So that tells me that this team, under Jason Kidd, they don't have a direction and they don't have an identity. Would you guys agree?
I'll let you go first, Devin.
I agree with that exactly. They don't really have an identity. And I know they're dealing with injuries and, you know, Jabari Parker, unfortunately, you know, out for a while. Chris Middleton just came back from injury. Now you've got Beasley out with an injury for a few games. And I get that, but at the end of the day, it's not like this was a one-time thing against Denver. You know, if I hear Jason Kidd talk about lack of energy one more time, I'm going to go jump off the horn brick. But they don't really have an identity, and it's quite sad because you got a talented team. To me, there's no reason that this team should be struggling the way they are right now. There's really
they
no
should
reason.
Be. To me, they're at least a 500 basketball team. And, you know, Malcolm Brogdon hit it right on the head last night after the game, and I agree with him. He said that, you know, they are a young team. They are learning. You know, sometimes they are going to screw up, turn the ball over, miss shots, and not execute down the stretch. However, that's something that will come in due time. But the energy and effort, that's something that they control. And I've got a direct connection with two current Bucks players and one former Bucks player. And I'm going to tell you guys something. Jason Kidd has lost that locker room.
So, Lamont, you heard me talking about that a little bit before. It was a couple of things. Is one, they don't want to play for him. And that's really when I look at it as a coach. If I have to defend that my team has a lack of energy, it has to be on the coach. So that's what I get from it, that these guys don't want to play for him anymore. And I think you brought up a good point about Brooklyn and Jason Kidd coming over. It was the whole point. Can you develop? And apparently his message has been lost. It is long gone. And if you're not going to be able to get it done on the defensive side, you better have guys that can score the ball consistently. And there's the Bucks' problem right there. They can't play defense. They can't score consistently. So this is a team that's going to underachieve once again. At the beginning of the season, and granted, I know Jabari Parker is hurt now. Chris Middleton was out for a while. But this team should not be the 10th seed right now with the talent on there. They should be in that 6-7 range in my mind. And to sit here and keep making excuses that they're young, fine. You can say what you want, and I'll just get, excuse my language, pissed off, like Evan says, every time you say it. Because talent-wise, you're probably the 6th or 7th best team in the East in my mind. And you're just not playing up expectations. And at the end of the day, it comes down to coaching. So if the guys don't want to play for Jason Kidd, it's time to make a change in my mind.
I agree. And I just don't understand. I don't know. I mean, they gave him the 3-year extension. It was too soon for that. So I think we've got that going against us. I think they want to give him another year. I mean, he's friends with one of the owners. We got that going against us. And, you know, everyone's just – I know Jason Kidd had a high IQ as a player. He's a Hall of Fame point guard. But that doesn't always equate to good coach. And a lot of people are letting his accomplishments on the court cloud his lack of coaching skill. I mean, if you just watch him – and one thing that stands out to me, they were playing the Golden State Warriors. I think this was in November. And it was a close game. They were inbounding the ball. Draymond Green picked it off. Post game, he said, quote, Jason Kidd has one inbounds play and we know it, end quote. He can't make adjustments on the fly. I mean, if you watched the game last night, he didn't coach at all. He just sat there. I mean, does he want to be here?
Yeah, I definitely noticed that about Jason Kidd. My boss at work kind of brought it up, too. He was at a Bucks game, and during the huddle, Jason Kidd standing around while the assistants were all in the huddle drawing up plays. And I think one of the worst things, and it sounds crazy to say this now, But I think one of the worst things that happened with the Bucs is that first year under Jason Kidd, they went from a 15-win team to finishing 500 and making the playoffs as a 16. I think that was one of the worst things that happened because Jason Kidd, when in Brooklyn, when the season first started, Brooklyn looked horrible. And I think you said it best is that he, you know, he has these veteran players on the team, Garnett, Pierce, Joe Johnson. They turned it around and made the playoffs. Milwaukee, they somehow win 41 games this first year, and that's now what we're putting our hat on. They won 41 games this first year, and I don't know how they did it. And now looking at Jason Kidd coaching now, I don't know how they did it. So how do they go from winning 41 games, is what I want to know, to 33 games last year, to as bad as they are this year? And like, how does that happen? Usually when you got a young team, you get better each and every year, but this team just looks like you keep getting worse and worse every single year. And I'm worried about long-term growth of Giannis. That's what I worry about. He's a superstar in the making if he's not already one. And I just see that, I'm worried about what this to do with his development. Does that concern you at all with him right now?
I think he will continue to develop. But I think frustration from losing can stunt that development. And I just hope that he doesn't get frustrated and mentally check out. You know what I mean? That does concern me. But, we talk about chemistry in the court, and it's evident that we don't have it. Also, what's being overlooked is chemistry in the front office. And I think this thing was doomed to begin with. If you remember, the first off season that ownership had, they went under or behind John Hammond's back. They undermined him, and they went out and got Jason Kidd. So you got to think, guys. That's you're not off to a good start. That wasn't John Hammond's pick to coach the team. It was Larry Jew. So if you have a general manager in place to make these decisions, and you got owners going behind your back and saying, "Hey, this is what we're going to do." To me, that shakes up chemistry in the front office. I said it on Twitter. I'm not saying Larry Jew is a god. He's a great coach, but he's better than Jason Kidd. That's not saying much, but that just says how bad Jason Kidd is.
Drew is just in a tough situation.
Yep.
Hey, Lamont, right when you called in, I was finishing up my comment about the locker room and a team that maybe needs to find a leader. And when you look across this roster, I know that, the point we made is maybe they stopped playing for Jason Kidd, and that's pretty evident that could be one of the reasons. But when you look at this team, who's the leader that has to take this group aside and say, look, we've got to come out, we've got to play, even though Jason Kidd's not the guy? Who's the guy that can kind of bring this team together and actually maybe play some good basketball here at the end of the year? Is there a leader on this team that can be that go-to guy in that locker room when there's frustration for the coach?
Well, the first person to come to mind is Jason Terry. I got to say it's Jason Terry. Aside from Jason Terry, before they released him, it was, one of the guys was Steve Novak. But a guy that I really like who I can tell – is going to grow into a tremendous leader is Malcolm Brogdon. He's the guy that gets it. You know what I mean? Even as a rookie, he's going to be a strong leader. So at this point, I would say that it's Jason Terry and Malcolm Brogdon. I mean, I wouldn't even call Giannis a leader. He leads by example with his play, but as far as being a vocal leader, every team needs vocal leaders. It would be Malcolm Brogdon and Jason Terry.
Yeah, so, I guess, the Bucks with the Eastern Conference, the way it is, they still have a shot at getting into the playoffs. They're currently a couple games back of Detroit and for that 8th seed. And, the 7th seed, even with them, which I know it's going to be very hard. But at this point, what do you want to see the Bucks do? What I want to see, I'm not seeing I don't want them to make the playoffs and want them in the lottery. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I want them in the playoffs. But I just want to see better consistency. I want to see consistent effort night in and night out. You know, get the same effort you do when you play a team like the Warriors or the Cavaliers or the Pistons or the Raptors. Get that same effort when you play teams like the Knicks or the 76ers or the Nuggets. That's what I want to see from here on out. But I guess what do you so I'm not saying tank. I don't want to see the Bucks tank. I don't care if they don't win another game the rest of the year. I just want to see better effort overall. So what do you want to see out of this team from here on out?
Those are my thoughts exactly. And I said it last night on our show. I said if the Bucks lose for the rest of the season, I'm okay with that. My biggest problem, my biggest two problems are effort. Effort and energy, which they lack. You know, if every game I watch, they're just being outworked. That's all. They're just being outworked. Other team is working way harder than them, and they're being outcoached. So they got that going against them. That, you know, that's the only thing I want to see. I don't care. The wins will come later, man, but you got to work hard. And it just seems – I mean, I just watch in night out. You see the opponent just going to the rack. They're dunking the ball, wide-open layups. They're not contesting three-pointers. I mean, I'm not sure if I've ever seen a Bucks team with such – poor defensive effort since I've been watching the Bucks. And like I said, I think that locker room's lost.
Well, Lamont, when you what you just said with the lack of effort, that's all on the coach. That's all on Jason Kidd. And that it goes back to what we were saying, Kidd, the locker room, to get that effort, they have to want to play. They have to want to play for the coach. And that is where it goes right there is these guys don't believe in what Jason Kidd's message is. Because we all can agree, the three of us, there's some good young talent on this team. Now, is it a team that can contend for an Eastern title? No, they can't do that yet. But this is a team that is has enough talent to at least be in the playoff mix. And I'm talking solidly, like that sixth seed somewhere in there. They just don't want to play right now. That's why I said I honestly don't want them to make the playoffs. Because if they make the playoffs, there's going to be justification as to why Jason Kidd should hang around. Because, look, we're in the playoffs. We need to add a piece. That's a bunch of BS. I don't want them to make the playoffs. I want Jason Kidd to be gone. And I want them to find somebody that can come in and develop some young talent because there are some good young guys on this team, and the future could be bright. It's not going to be bright with Jason Kidd because, Lamont, you said it, I've said it, Evan said it. The locker room is lost, and these guys don't want to play for Jason Kidd.
Simple as that.
Well, what? Last thing I want to ask, and I know I know for a fact you pay more attention to the NBA than I do. Milwaukee, hypothetically, let's say Jason Kidd leaves. Who is someone you would like to see brought in, either already on staff or brought in, to be the guy that leads this team? Is there anyone out there that you kind of have in mind or anyone you could think of?
Hey, man, I don't want nobody from this current staff. I think they all need to be maybe not fired. I mean, you know, Joe Prunty, I like him. I even like Sean Sweeney. But these guys have too much responsibility based on their resume. As far as coaches out there that I like Jeff Van Gundy. I like Mark Jackson. There's a couple guys sitting on the Spurs bench learning under Greg Popovich that I wouldn't mind. Those guys are always good. And one guy I like out there who hasn't been in the head coach yet, but he's been an assistant for about 4, 5, 6 years, is Sam Cassell. You know, give me one of those guys. I take Sam Cassell in a heartbeat. Sam Cassell, like I said, he has the coaching experience as an assistant coach. Jason Kidd didn't have that experience. Not only that, Sam Cassell's a winner. We all know Sam Cassell. He's a winner. He's fiery. And I just think he would be a good coach. At this point, we got nothing to lose.
Do you think, Lamont, that this team, and I'm looking at the time, and we'll go in a little bit into archive time, which is fine. But, Lamont, do you think that this team needs to have more of an authoritative coach? I know that in today's world, and not just the NBA, you look across NFL, NHL, well, not so much the NHL, but you look at the NFL and, oh, we got to have a player's coach, and the players are so involved. I'm an old-school guy, Lamont, and I think what this young team needs, I think they need an authoritative figure. They need somebody that's going to hold them accountable when they're not playing with effort, when they're not doing what needs to be done. I think they need a coach that can put his fist down, kick them in the ass, and say, look, if you're not going to get it done, you're going to sit on the bench, and that's the way it's going to be until you get it. I could be way off in left field, but I want to get your thoughts because I know that you follow the Bucks very closely, and I just think they need an authoritative figure as the head coach and somebody that's not going to be afraid to put some of these guys in their place, even though they're professional athletes. What are your thoughts?
No, I agree 100%. They need somebody that's going to drop that fist. Jason Kidd, to me, aside from what we talked about already, his personality to me is just, it's too quiet. It's too nice. I mean, you see him on the sideline. One of my frustrations with him is he doesn't go to battle for his players. You know, if there's a player that got fouled hard and it was a no call, they didn't call it, he doesn't do anything. He just sits there. You know, go to bat for your players. Your players don't want to work hard for you. They don't want to go to battle for you when you do stuff like that. And when they're screwing up, he'll call a timeout, and it's just like everything's cool. He's just too calm. You know, I want a Jeff Van Gundy in there that's not afraid to get in his player's face and yell and scream. You know what I mean? It's just his personality, in my opinion, doesn't work with a younger team. Maybe an older, more veteran team, but a younger team, when you got a younger team, my opinion, you need a veteran coach.
Yeah, with that, looking at the time, I do want to say thanks for calling in. You're welcome to call in at any time. And, you know, we didn't get a chance earlier to talk in the, I guess, earlier in the year, like whatever, to talk too much NBA, you know, with the NFL season going on. But it seems like every time we do talk Milwaukee Bucks this year, Charles, it's always venting about the same thing. And it's Jason Kidd, and I'm going to play it one more time, saying something like this.
In our locker room right now, we don't understand the urgency. We're young with what we're fighting for, and that's a playoff spot. So this is growing pains.
Yeah, you know, it seems like every time we talk about the Bucks, it's having to do with Jason Kidd dropping one of those lines. We don't understand the urgency, and we're young. So with that, you know, I have nothing else to add. And like I said, thanks for giving us a call, Lamont. It's always great hearing your thoughts on Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Hey, Lamont.
You
thanks
too.
For calling in, bud.
All right.
All right, Evan. Well, you know, it's growing pains. It definitely is growing pains. It's growing pains for the fans. It's growing pains
it's
to
growing
watch.
All year.
It's growing pains. Like I said, you know, to recap, and I sound like a broken record, when Jason Kidd came in, my concern was, can he develop a team? And the answer is no. It's flat-out answer is no. Like you said, the worst thing that could have happened was that success in year one to make him think and make him look like, wow, he's done a great job. And you know what? A change of scenery with coaches and young players, sometimes that excitement, you can build off that. They haven't built off that. They have consistently gotten worse, and we discussed it on the show tonight. I believe that, and I'm glad Lamont called in because it was right after I said a couple of things could be happening here. And, you know, he was on board and you're on board that these guys doesn't seem like they want to play for Jason Kidd. And if ownership can't see that, then we got a bigger problem in Milwaukee. You've got to bring somebody in with this group of young guys that are on this Bucks team. There's too much talent there that could be wasted, and we could really set ourselves back as far as a franchise goes and seeing success in the future if we don't get somebody in there to take this talent and develop it. But
because it's not being developed right now on a consistent basis. But with that said, you know, for Evan Witalison, I am Troy Otradovic. It is already Thursday night, Evan, which means we will not be back with the listeners until Monday night. So enjoy your weekend. Hope you enjoy the show tonight. Evan and I will get back with you after the weekend. Have a good night, everyone.